guys, this is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and I am so excited to have Miss Greer Howard, one of my college and sorority sisters, here with us today. Hi, Greer.
Hi, Dawn. How's it going?
Good. I love the fact that even though until recently we had not seen each other since college, we've been able to keep in touch and stay up to date with what everyone is doing on social media. But gladly got to see you recently too at the Braves.
I know. Yeah, it's so much fun. That is one of the beauties of social media. And it was cool to get to see you in person with your family. So that was awesome.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your family.
Yeah. So let's see. I grew up in Orlando, Florida. And that's where my parents still live there today. And then I ended up going to Clemson, where I met you and was an 80 Pi. That's where we were little sorority sisters and had an awesome, truly an awesome experience at Clemson. And I will say we were there before it was cool to be there.
Exactly.
And then I moved to Atlanta when I graduated and kind of started my career in broadcasting and my on-camera work. And I've been here pretty much the whole time. I did move away for a couple of years, but basically I considered this home. And now I live here. I have a five-year-old son. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, Atlanta seems to be such a great place. Lots of activities going on. I haven't really spent, even though I'm from Greenville, South Carolina originally, I haven't spent a lot of time in Atlanta before, but we are looking forward to doing a little bit more this summer there.
Yeah, there's so much to do. That I was really drawn to it because growing up in Florida, I wanted to be near my family, but I also love a big city and I love big opportunities that big cities can provide and that feel. And so Atlanta just seems like a really great fit for me because I wanted to have that city lifestyle, but then also be able to get, you know, back to my parents and my family, you know, whenever I could.
The thing we miss about, you know, more being on the East Coast is you're pretty close to the water too, you know, a few hours away. We here in Nashville, we're so landlocked. It feels so far to get to the water, but that's that you found like a good, a place that's close to your family, but gives you those things you're looking for also.
Yeah.
Well, you have had quite the career experience. You've done a little bit of everything, being a spokesperson, hosting, reporting, and you work for the Atlanta Braves. Tell us a little bit about how you began your career in this field and some of your favorite projects.
Yeah, sure. So my love for television honestly started in high school. I wanted to be a news anchor and I wanted to work on camera, and really my parents, though they're crazy supportive, you know, were basically just like, hey, go play sports, have fun. You know, we're not going to get you on any on camera things. And so when my freshman year of college, when I went to Clemson, I immediately got involved with their media department. And actually while I was in school, convinced one of our sorority sisters, who was my little sister, Christina Crowder and
Hannah
Hill. Yes. And, I made her do a show with me. So we created this show called True Views around Clemson, and it, aired in the Clemson network, which was basically just like in everyone's dorm room. But, you know, it just was something in me that I wanted, to do from like a really young age. And so every summer in between, you know, my semesters at school, I would go and do an internship. And so I went up to New York City. We were actually there at the same time. And I interned at the Weekend Today Show. And that was like absolutely incredible. It was just like the most amazing summer of my life. And then the summer after that, I interned at CNN Headline News in their entertainment. They had the entertainment segment on the nightly news at the time. And I worked on that team. And it was just the anchor, the producer, and then myself. So when I was at the Today Show, I was really just like getting coffee and I wasn't really hands-on, but I was just absorbing everything. And then the year after, because our team was so small, they actually really needed me to do work. So that year I really dug in and had a lot to do because we just didn't have a lot of people, a lot of hands. And I just, it just got me. I just got the bug. So my senior year, actually in college, I got my first agent out of Greenville, South Carolina, who I actually still work with today, which is crazy. I have one client that I still work with him, with. And, so that kind of started my journey. And when I graduated from Clemson, I had the opportunity to work as a reporter on a show on UPN called Atlanta Tonight. Now, it was not enough money by any means to be my living. But I knew I would either have to move to like a super small market and do like hard news. And I just really didn't want to be in hard news. I didn't see myself in that. And so I took that opportunity to do this reporting gig. And then I ended up finding a job at Turner Studios. And I worked there for 3 years as a production coordinator, where I learned a ton about production and behind the scenes, which was very, very valuable. And then through that, one of our clients was Turner South. And at the time, the Braves were on Turner South. So I would go down to spring training and I would help with all the interviews with all the guys for all of the promos and things that we would do on Turner South, which was really great. So that's kind of how I got to know the Braves crew. But for several years, I was just working on the side, you know, doing on camera work and booking commercials and things like that. And eventually it kind of came to a point where I had to decide if I was going to do on camera or production. And I knew I wanted to do on camera. So I had to leave the production world, but that experience was just insanely invaluable. So I'm really glad that I had that. And so then from there, I went to work for a show called Softball 360. It was on Fox Sports Net, and I would travel the country covering softball tournaments. And then we would go to Major League Baseball stadiums. We went to every Major League Baseball stadium and we did home run derbies before the game. And I was the reporter that would travel with them. So it was like this incredible experience that was just a ton of fun. And I did that for 3 years. And on the side was still doing commercials and spokesperson work, corporate videos, whatever I could sort of, you know, get my hands on. And then the Braves came along, right after my son was born. He was like 3 months old, and they were like, hey, you know, we have this position and we know what you did with the softball show, and we kind of want you to take some of that energy and come do some stuff for us. And I was like, let's do it. So, so I've been there ever since, and I'm in my sixth season.
Wow. Well, you have certainly had, so many wonderful experiences with a lot of, big time, places. I mean, even just to get coffee at the Today Show would be such a bucket list item for so many people. I will get their coffee.
Yeah. And, coffee and copies, girl. Too. That's what it was. Coffee and copies.
I could do that. Well, what an adventure, what a journey that you've had. Tell us a little bit more. What do you actually do for the Braves? What does that look like?
Yeah. So it's really grown, you know, over the years. You know, originally, and it's still my responsibility, I was hired to be the reporter for their pregame show. And so that's what I started doing. And basically within the ballpark, we have a show, we have a production company. It's called Braves Vision. It's under the Braves arm. And, we create a show that's before the game. And so I was the reporter for that. And, then we have an in-game host who does all of, like, the games and the tool race and all that good stuff. And that's my buddy, Mark. And so he, you know, does that part. And we used to also have a plaza host, which we don't have anymore, but we had that at the time too. And so, my job at the time and still is, it was to go around the ballpark and I would talk about things. So we would, you know, usually we do a player interview. Then you do things around the ballpark. So you might talk about food. You might talk about certain things that are going on, or maybe a charity that's there. Just certain things that people want to know at the ballpark, you know, while they're there. And then we do a lot of community stories where, like, when the guys go to like a hospital visit, or they go to an elementary school to hang out with kids and do things like that. So we'll go and we'll cover, you know, we'll create stories, based on that. Because what's fascinating to me is my job now, you know, 10 years ago didn't exist. And this is such a beauty of social media and how things have changed, because each brand and each person, can basically have their own channel and their own, you know, they can create the content that they want to create. So, you know, the Braves have a great following, and it has kind of morphed into, you know, also doing things, you know, for them on social. So we just this year created an IGTV show that I help produce, and I help write the script, and that we put out on Instagram. And so that's really fun. And so it's really grown, you know, where I started just in Braves Vision. Now I'm in Braves Vision. I'm in marketing and social media. And then I also, because I really love fashion, have been ingrained into the Braves retail brand as well. Because when I started, really all the retail was just like boy stuff, and they had girl things, but it wasn't really cut for women. It wasn't, you know, appealing to women. So we really worked on over the last few years, creating things that women want to wear, and bringing the aspect of like your own fashion and your own style, and pairing it with actual Braves branded gear, as opposed to just like wearing the colors, you know, to the game, because that's what typically girls would do before. So we've kind of created this whole new thing. And last year, the retail was the number one major league retailer in Major League Baseball last year.
That's amazing. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you do such a great job with Braves retail and the clothing and fashion. You make game day look really good.
Thanks.
I always love seeing how you pair, you know, a jersey with a really pretty dress with it. And you look adorable, and you were made for that role. And I think it's so neat how, you know, you get into a position and it just kind of snowballs into a lot of different things. I feel like that way with, you know, social media and interviews and that kind of thing. It just, you just keep getting different experiences and opportunities and just rolling with it. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's smart. You know, it's like, hey, you sort of get hired for one thing, but to show your value, no matter where you work or what you're doing, you know, you want to, kind of dig in, and I'm always big on, hey, let's grow and let's do that, but let's do it where it makes sense. You know, you never want to force something, but when things make sense, it's like, hey, I have to wear Braves retail every single day. Wouldn't it make sense to make it look cute? Wouldn't it be make sense to inspire other people to feel like they can make their game day look stuff look cute too? You know, so it just, it's things that make sense. And so, you know, it's fun to be able to do that. And I think, you know, everyone should think about that no matter what they're doing. And then, cause you're really adding value, in, you know, in more areas, which is cool.
And I think one thing I've learned, in social media, and I feel like everyone gets caught up in the numbers and the likes and that sort of thing, but I don't really think that's what it's all about. I think it's building the relationships that come through it, which I feel like you've done a really good job at that, because all of your experiences, your experience with the softball show led you to your opportunity with the Braves. And it's just getting out there, doing a really good job, working really hard. And that kind of opens up doors for other opportunities.
Yeah. One of my goals specifically this year has been to, you know, not to wish upon what I wish I had or where I thought I should be, but to be where I am and work very hard to be grateful for where I am, but then also to be present. And I think it makes such a difference when you do that and you just dig in where you are. A great example I have this weekend was this weekend. So because of my relationship with the Braves, I have through the years made a relationship with a brand called Dress Up, which is a really cute little boutique that's all over the Southeast, and they have one at the Battery. So they had come to me about doing an event for them. And, you know, you talk about numbers, like my numbers are okay, but they're not like amazing. And so they wanted me to host this party and it was about Braves retail. It's like, hey, help girls to be able to style. And they had asked me, they said, you know, hey, do you have a stylist friend? And I said, you know, I do. But I had to pitch her, because my stylist friend is such an incredible stylist. She's so good with people. People love her, but she doesn't have this like insane social media following. She has maybe like, I don't know, right over 2,000 people or something. So it's not like 20,000 or whatever. And because I rooted for her, they're like, okay, we'll try it. So they like, and they wanted it to be like my event, but then like, she just supports it. And I was like, no, I want us both on the event. Like, this is our event together. So we did it together. And we promoted it. We, you know, were together through the whole thing. And you know, we had gone and styled all these pictures to help promote it. And then we had the party, and it was a huge success. and dress up. The girls came to us and they were like, oh my gosh, y'all were so much more impactful. They were like, not to be whatever, but you didn't have the 10th of the numbers that people we've had in here before. And you well exceeded our expectations. We've never had an event this successful. We crushed our goals. And so you have to remember, like, it doesn't matter your numbers don't equal your influence. And right. It was just a great example that, like, we didn't have nearly, but they were like, you know, we've had so many events before and we haven't had this type of success. So it was like, hey, we might be small, but we're mighty. And, you know, and that felt really good, you know, to feel like, hey, we can do this. And so for anybody out there that feels like, hey, I'm really good at, you know that you have the skills and you're good at what you do, but you don't have the numbers. Don't you worry. You just stay in your space. You keep working hard and the right opportunity will align and the numbers aren't going to matter. You're going to be small, but you're going to be mighty. And then eventually you'll have the numbers and it'll be fine.
And I think for you, this is something you're passionate about, sharing the Braves brand and, you know, using your love of fashion to go along with that. And I think when someone is passionate about what they're sharing about, it comes across and people really mm-hmm. love that authenticity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just think you always have got to be authentic to yourself because people can just tell, don't you think that people can just tell when you're not being real and you're just, you know, because I mean, honestly, I can tell if I'm fully honest, like sometimes somebody will ask me to promote something and they'll send you something. So you're like, oh, okay, yeah, but I can tell I'm not really into it. And then I'll go, you know, next time I'm not going to do that because I don't feel like I'm really into it.
I know that happens with me. Because I'm pretty Nashville focused on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of nonprofits and small businesses who don't really have a marketing budget. And so mm-hmm. a lot is just, I share because I want to, or, you know, I want to help them out. Or then, you know, a company will reach out and say, hey, we love for you to promote something that has nothing to do really with what I share about, but mm-hmm. it pays. And so it's that balance of, do you get paid for this, even though you're not really passionate about it? And I've had to say, like, you know, yes, that would be nice to get the extra income, but I want to make sure that I'm staying true to myself and only sharing about things I really believe in.
Right. I guess unless the money is enough to get you motivated to be excited, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We can get motivated by a couple of things.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah, I totally agree.
So our family came down to the Braves game, which you kind of helped coordinate that and invited Yay. Us down. So thank you. We had the best time. So much fun that we did not even care that on the way home, my son got sick in the car and we got stuck in bad traffic. But we're even beyond that, like we still think of like that time as just so much fun and we're looking forward to coming back soon.
Well, girl, you're such an example of just asking because, you know, you had asked me towards the end of last season about a VIP tour and the season was rounding out. So we decided, hey, let's circle back in this season. So when you did, I mean, you were really the whole reason that event happened because you reached out. And so I was like, okay, let's talk to media relations. Let's get this figured out. And when we did, they were like, let's do a party and have a bunch of mom bloggers come. And the whole reason that event happened was because you had the idea to do it. So kudos to you for just doing it, you know?
Well, thanks for listening to my crazy and wild ideas. And it was fun to meet some other bloggers out there too, a lot from the Atlanta area, and just learn more about what all you do and offer. I was blown away by the new stadium. Amazing. We didn't really get a chance to spend a whole lot of time in the Battery area yet, but like I say, we're coming back this summer and looking forward to doing that. But can you share some of the family-friendly activities at SunTrust Park? Because I know a lot of people want to come this summer.
Yes. So, okay. So we can start with the Battery. The Battery is a game changer. And so for those of you who have not been to SunTrust Park, maybe you've been to you were at Turner Field. In Turner Field, you really just went to the ballpark. You went to the game and then you went home. Nobody really hung out much, minus maybe some tailgating. And what this has changed, the way that you do baseball, and it's incredibly family friendly. So the first thing, honestly, my son's favorite part of the Battery is the Plaza Green. To be honest, there is a green turf area that he loves to hang out. He loves to hang out there. There's always kids out there. A lot of times, especially if it's a game day, they will have things organized, like a wiffle ball. There'll be a wiffle ball tournament that kids can play in, or they'll have like a little skills clinic that, you know, they'll have some alumni out there that, you know, kids will play with. But even on a non-game day, you can go out there and throw the ball, you know, you can play tag and just run. And it's amazing. Like I have to pull my son from there every single time we go. I know if I don't have enough time to go that like to really play that I shouldn't even take him because he just has too much fun when we go. And then the nice thing I will say for adults is about that area. So all of the battery is open container. So if you want to like grab a beer or a glass of wine or a margarita and watch your kid play and like just hang out, but hang out with maybe another adult too, you can do that. You can also have a picnic. You can get food to go from any of the restaurants and then come over and have a little picnic. So that in itself just creates a really fun environment, you know, to just hang out. It's very chill. And then during the, also when you have game days, you've got the ATL breakers who are break dancers that are out there. You have the heavy hitters that are the drumline team. They're out there hanging out. The Home Depot tools are out there. Blooper is out there. Our mascot that you can meet. The Tomahawk team is out there. So there's always on game days specifically a ton of entertainment that's going on. So even if you don't have a ticket to the game, you can go and hang out and you can actually watch the game on the big screen at the plaza. So it is a ton of fun. Like it is just a ton of fun. Also the battery go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, yeah, it looks amazing and so much fun. And I can't wait to come back and check out more.
Yeah, it's great. And then Mizuno, is actually an experience center. It's not just a store. You can go in there and there's a batting cage in there that the kids can play. They also have a golf game where you can like, you know, play a virtual reality golf game that the kids really like. The On Up experience that SunTrust had created is also across the street from that. And they have interactive experiences for kids, like a lot of VR stuff for them to go play. There are shops there. There's some really cute shops, great restaurants. There's even the Roxy. There's a concert venue, you know, that's there. So there's really just a lot, you know, that's going on at the Battery every single day and even more, you know, on game days.
So much fun. Everybody, book yourself a trip on over to Atlanta and check it out. Or if you're a local to Atlanta, obviously, go to Braves game. When we came, we stayed with some friends and they're like, oh, we haven't been to a Braves game in like 10 years. And so we were telling them like how amazing it was and, just such a fun environment, even like you say, even if you don't go to the game.
Yeah. It's super, super family friendly. And yeah, I mean, a lot of times, honestly, you don't even have to go to the game. Like you can just go and hang out because I know as a mom, you know, if you have a day where you don't really have, you know, a weekend, there's not much going on. Like it's just more fun to be out and about and doing something with your family. And this just provides such a great place to just go and hang and just have a great time. It's really, really fun.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing some of those tips, and we will have to write those down for our next visit.
Yeah.
Well, not only do you host with the Braves, but you and another friend host a local show called The Local Lens. What is all that about?
Yeah. So, about probably a little over 4 years ago now, my friend Beth Keener and I, we've been friends a really long time, and I've actually met on an audition. And, we were accountability partners for years where we would get together and talk about our goals and encourage each other and, help navigate, you know, our crazy careers. And, at the time, the movie industry was really moving into Atlanta. So we have all of these, you know, great studios here that shoots movies and television shows. And, so we had big name actors. We had, you know, movies and TV shows that were coming out of here that, you know, everybody in the country or the world was watching. And it just was this whole thing. And nobody at the time was really talking about it, you know, to be honest, from more of an interview, you know, type place. So we were like, hey, let's start just talking about entertainment. And so we started by just having kind of like an entertainment buzz where we would talk about like things going on around town and la, la, la. And that was great. And then it sort of grew into doing, red carpets and movie premieres and junket interviews and different things. So it's been like a really crazy journey, But, you know, we started by, again, just talking about, you know, people, and then we've ended up interviewing some just amazing people that we can't even believe, like, they let us in the room to interview them, to be honest. We've interviewed Denzel Washington, Tyler Perry, Miles Teller. We interviewed Steve Carell. So there's been just some really, like, big names that we've pinched ourselves, like, wow, you know, we're just two chicks with a, you know, wanting to talk about entertainment and talk about some of these projects going on. And you know, here we go. We actually got to do it. So yeah, it's been really fun. It's just a little like passion project of ours that, we've had a really good time, you know, putting together.
Again, another thing that you all felt passionate about and just went for it. I think sometimes that's the hardest part, is just starting something up and look mm-hmm. how it's grown and exploded. Yes. When I saw your interview with Steve Carell, I was so excited. So yeah, you have gotten to work with lots of, interesting people out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I always encourage people, like, when they have an idea, just to start, like, it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, when you start, Beth and I always laugh because, like, our first buzz we did, like, on the green screen, and, like, our hair ended up looking purple. And, like, there's been so many times where, like, we didn't focus the camera, or we forgot to plug in the microphone, or, you know, just, like, so many things. And I'm sure along your journey as well, Dawn, there's been times where you're like, oh, oops, didn't mean to do that. But you learn, you know, each time, and then you never forget to focus the camera again or forget to plug in the microphone. They're just things that you learn. So even if you start and it's sort of like a C product, like, don't even worry about it. Like, it's fine. You're doing it. And then eventually it ends up where, you know, you interview Steve Carell and, like, it was focused and it was lit well and it was edited well and, like, woo, everything happened, you know, you're fine.
I think with everything in life, there's going to be great days and other days where, like, womp womp, why did I, you know, forget to plug in the mic? Or that's how I felt right about this podcast. It was definitely out of my comfort zone to start this. And there's been bumps along the way, but then I get to connect with such amazing people like yourself and share your story that it makes it all worth it. So yeah, it's just getting started and, you know, learning as you go.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Well, we've talked a lot about Atlanta. It's another great, Southern city. Lots of people visit Atlanta. It's not too far from Nashville, a good, I don't know, couple hour trip, day trip. What mm-hmm. are some of your favorite spots around Atlanta that you would recommend to visitors or to people who live there or have just moved there and maybe haven't explored as much?
Yeah, for sure. Well, obviously, as we've talked about, definitely come to the Battery and Central Park. I'm a huge, just out the gate, I'm a huge sports fan. So you know, if you live in an area that maybe doesn't have certain sports, it's a ton of fun. Like, if you haven't been to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that place is absolutely gorgeous. You know, they have concerts there, Atlanta United. The Falcons play there. It's really state of the art. Very, very, it's amazing. So, you know, definitely sports are always fun. So you can always, like, plan your trip around going to see maybe a game or some kind of event. But outside of, you know, the obvious ones, I guess, you know, one, like, Pond City Market and the Beltline, they've done such an incredible job, down there. They've, you know, really have, just taken, you know, an area that wasn't thriving and were able to redevelop it. And it's just really awesome. And so I would definitely recommend going to Pond City Market and then checking out the Beltline, you know, while you're here. And then, of course, we have an amazing aquarium, you know, that I highly recommend, you know, visiting, and, like, our zoo is a ton of fun. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, Atlanta has just, I guess it has so many different, you know, little areas, but, you know, kind of, I think if you kind of, like, my idea would be like, okay, you go to the Beltline and then they have, like, King of Pops. They have, like, their original door that, like, you can go up to their little, like, window and get your, like, King of Pops, which is kind of fun. Now they have a little spot where you can, like, put it into a beer or a cocktail or something, like, put your popsicle in there, which I find, like, hilarious. You know, you can rent, like, a scooter or a bike and just kind of, like, enjoy, you know, that time out there. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, little fun things to do, you know, when you come to Atlanta. And I guess those would kind of be my biggest ones would be, hey, just plan it around something fun that's going on here. And then definitely check out, you know, Ponce and Beltline, that kind of area.
So much fun. Well, Greer, thank you so much for being here with us today. I've loved learning more about your journey. And man, I wish I would have known about your show in Clemson. I totally missed the boat on that. But,
True views. Oh man, it was quite a piece of work. Trust me, you did not miss anything. It was hilarious. Like it was a mess.
Well, I have loved hearing about your journey and just, like I say, keeping up with you on social media. Love what you're doing. So glad that we can still be connected. Share with us where listeners can find you on social media and follow along with you.
Yeah, sure. So I'm most active on Instagram, and that's just at Greer.Howard. And then Twitter, I'm at Greer_Howard. Facebook, like I don't really interact a whole lot on Facebook, to be totally honest. So you can friend me there, but I probably won't see it. And if you invite me to something on Facebook, I definitely won't see it. So send me an email or a text or one of those things. I don't know. I just am not into Facebook anymore. And then my website's GreerHoward.com. So you can always go there, and I try to post like events and just different things that are, you know, going on. But, Twitter and IG, I will definitely see you. So if you are there.
And if you visit the Braves Stadium, make sure to look for Greer there as well.
Yes, definitely. Come and say hi. Let me know you're there, and I'll try to say hey to you.
Thanks so much, Greer.
All right. Well, thank you, Dawn. And I'll try to say hey to you.
Thanks so much, Greer.
All right. Well, thank you, Dawn.